that's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day. Good day to be me. Hey, you weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said.
All right, it's now 7 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Friday, last Friday of April, the 29th. Tomorrow's last day of April. I'm not sure why. Does anybody know why they chose today to get married?
No.
What is there about today?
Today, let's see, the 29th.
I do not know.
Oh, I know what it is. The Kinsey Free at IHOP ends today.
Oh,
is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, actually, tomorrow. It ends tomorrow.
I just think they couldn't live another May without each other.
You think that's what it is?
No, they had to feed all those kids. Why would
they?
Party.
Then get married tomorrow on Saturday. Saturday's the day most people get married. Why, in a work day, shut down most
they
of the
just,
city
yeah,
of London?
They wanted to shut London down.
Yeah, I can't. That's apparently what they've done pretty well. The Doug Good Day program, listening to a lot of the great input from the various sages that are there on by, standing by all of these ditzy blondes who are reporting for the American television stations.
You're talking about us.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about these people.
They're making their way down the aisle out of the church now.
Here's an email from Steve, who listens to us in London at DougSteffen.com. Hi, Doug. You and the team did a great show yesterday. I particularly enjoyed the story about the $21 and Roberta. I wonder if you have a top 10 wedding song lists.
Well, ask and you shall receive, because guess what?
What do we have?
It's reception time!
Jen and I have decided that we're going to have a reception. If we can't be invited to the party, we are going to be the party.
We are the party.
Is this the official list of the top 10 party songs that is going to be played?
This is our list of the top 10 party songs.
So what is this?
Kate.
This is Kate Perry?
No, this is Pink.
Pink.
Oh, Pink. I thought you said Kate.
No, this is Pink.
Sounds like Lady Gaga to me.
She was the original Lady Gaga.
Yeah, absolutely.
What happened?
So throughout the course of this hour, Doug, we're just going to have our traditional wedding dances, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The fun party songs that everybody hates to hear at the weddings.
Yeah.
But that people dance to every time because the bar is open.
Right. You know at some point that Kate and William are going to cluck like chickens and get their chicken on.
Ready?
Okay, so here's what's happened.
Flapping my arm.
There you go. There is a website, I don't care about the royal wedding.com, I think. And on the website, there are the things that you need to know. Who designed Kate's dress? That we just decided earlier it was Sarah Burton, the creative director for Alexander McQueen. Do you know who that is, Roberta?
No, I don't.
No, okay.
I know who Alexander McQueen is.
Why are you talking? Okay. We're chicken dancing.
I think we've had enough of the chicken dance. Thanks very much.
Oh, you're no fun at the wedding.
You're right.
Doug's the guy that sits at the table in the corner and is like, it's all humbug.
The last wedding I went to, I was with Uri. And Twiggy was there. I'm trying to remember. It was a Jewish wedding outside of London.
The last wedding you went to was your daughter's, and you were crying and having fun.
No, yeah. I went to one. No, that's right. You're right. The last wedding I went to was my daughter's. You're right. But the last wedding I went to that I wasn't a participant in was the wedding in England. By the way, Richie, we found Uri would be a great observer.
No, we're trying to call him now.
All right. The wedding dress catalogs at getmarried.com.
Mm-hmm.
Have you checked that out, Jennifer? You always
did they knock off this dress yet?
Well, is this an original creation? A wedding dress is a wedding dress is a wedding dress. What's the difference between this?
No.
I knew I could start something by saying that.
You buy a wedding dress is not just a wedding dress.
A wedding dress is a wedding dress.
You have to think about the color. And when
Roberta, when you got married, what were you dressed? What kind of an outfit did you have on?
Actually, I was kind of revolutionary when I got married because at that time, it was 1979, it was the big puffy dresses with the bows and the frou-frou and all that. And I said, this is not me.
No.
So I had them design, first of all, the veil. At that time, they had
you dressed as the Easter Bunny.
No, I had them design a a circle of flowers with a short veil in the back, which was like they thought I was out of my mind, which was the fashion like 15 years later.
Uh-huh.
And I had a Mexican wedding dress, which basically was a, listen, was
jeans and a tube top.
Was a camisole underneath, a camisole underneath in beige and just a white lace overlay. Very, very simple. No frou-frou, no train, none of that stuff.
Jennifer,
did you buy it at Walmart?
Yeah, right.
Have you ever seen your mother's wedding dress?
Yes.
What does it look like?
It was very 70s. She wore a hat instead of a veil or flowers or anything in her hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it it had short cap sleeves, and it was kind of a higher neckline. And very pretty, very 70s-ish. Her bride's her colors were peach and green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very 70s, but very
How
cute.
Long had your mother and father known each other before they got married?
Not long enough, obviously. I think they knew each other over a year at least.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm just thinking here. There are times when I wish that Tony and I were in the same time zone, like used to be the case, because we could call her up. I have upstairs in the one of the kids' closets Tony's wedding dress.
Oh wow!
Which, for whatever the reason, she's kept. Whether Megan wants it, I don't know. I was trying to think of Megan's wedding dress.
Dude, let me tell
Hers
you something.
Was beautiful.
Right.
Take that wedding dress and put it in a storage locker or something somewhere. You wonder why you haven't gotten married in the past 30-some years.
You know what?
Because
I
got your ex-wife's wedding dress.
Yesterday, I climbed that thing into the attic to do some work up in the attic, and I saw this thing, and I remembered. I hadn't thought about it for a long time. I don't even know why it's there, to be honest with you. So.
Oh, I do.
You do?
No.
Tony keeps it there as an omen.
Yeah.
Really? Like he will never marry.
Kind of like when a dog marks his kid territory.
Exactly what it is.
Right. All right, so we're into the wedding. Have a few party songs.
Let's get the official word from what's going on. Uri, are you even in the UK? You're in Russia or something, aren't you?
No, I'm in Stockholm watching the wedding.
Ah. All right, so what are you as a you're a transplanted Brit because originally you're an Israeli. Uri Geller, ladies and gentlemen. Who is, among other things, one of my great friends and a great friend of the program and spends time with us every week, the host of lots of great television programs that have been playing around the world. And he is you are not a Brit, but yet you really get into all of that stuff. You have a home in England. You've lived there for – you've lived in England probably longer than you've lived anywhere else, right?
That's correct. And, you know, whatever you say, 2 billion people, probably over 2 billion people are watching this wedding.
Yeah.
And, it is a quite spectacular. It's a good feel factor. Everyone is happy. I mean, look at what's going on around the world. So, we're daily bombarded with negative news and wars, etc. And here you see something really joyful. And, it's quite extraordinary to see that even the British sun came out. And it's shining down on the carriage. You're probably watching the wedding as we speak, right?
Yeah. What I want to know is whether or not you've met either of the two princes. It seemed to me you said once that I thought you'd met Harry and William, but I don't remember under what circumstances.
Well, look, I don't want to go there because there are some very private and confidential things, but I can tell you this, that when Prince Andrew got married to Sarah Ferguson, I actually sent them a spoon, a bent spoon, a silver spoon signed, and they sent me back a very nice thank you letter. Yes, I did meet them, and it's just, you know, the royalty, you're looking at the core of royal, I don't know what to even to call it. This is the protocol of the English, the core of history. It's quite amazing to see how it's unfolding in front of us, whether you're watching it on the internet or on television. This is tradition steeped in history, and it's rather very beautiful.
What was Camilla, Lady Camilla, what was she wearing? Did you notice? Was there much attention on her? Charles's wife?
Jeans and a tube top. I saw it.
It was, yeah.
It's hard to see anything beyond
it. Was she wearing something lemony, lime, or was it light yellow? Am I correct?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't a quiz. I just wondered whether you... I haven't heard much discussed about her, and so I'm wondering, the queen is obviously the focus a lot. And
Uri, do they still kind of keep Camilla in the background because she's still not popular?
No, I think she's very popular because she's, you know, Prince Charles' wife. Come on. You know, anyone who is in belonging to the royal family is popular. What it really upsets me is that they haven't invited Fergie. This is very. I mean,
Well, they made a purposeful attempt to tell her to stay away. In fact,
no, this is actually shocking. Now, you know, I know Sarah well, and I've met her on many occasions, and she's a great person. But you know, she sailed through controversies, a few controversies. The latest one was when a big British tabloid, the News of the World, I think, stung her, and they filmed her.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
A bribe or whatever it was.
A bribe, yeah.
So maybe that was the reason why they decided not to invite. But seeing her two daughters sitting there, it just wasn't right.
I know. I think they should have invited her. But she's always kind of been the outcast, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was, but she's such a great person, really, and she helps so many people all around the world, and she's extremely famous in America, isn't she?
Yeah, and you haven't introduced me to her yet. What's the story?
Well, next time. Do you know, when I can't remember on which Passover it was, but one day I get a box in the mail, and it was a gift. I saw the postage, and the envelope came from either Buckingham Palace or Kensington Palace. Can't remember, and I opened it. And it was a gift from her. She sent me a silver mezuzah. You know, a mezuzah is the little prayer box that every Jewish home has in every doorway. And it was so, you know, beautiful of her to send me that as a gift. And I actually put it up in the entrance to my mother's room. But she's that kind of a person. She remembers everyone. She sends everyone a card, a gift, and so on. And it was just not, again, it hurt me not to see her there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's a kind of a distraction that people legitimately feel.
The other thing that quite kind of amazes me is that we can all imagine that the security must be, you know, huge, tremendous,
right.
And probably there are tens of thousands of Secret Service and police all around the path that they are taking. But, you know, look at them. They're riding in open carriages. I mean, that is extraordinary in today's day and age.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, we need to have somebody design a bulletproof carriage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they have it.
I'm sure the Queen's
isn't it gorgeous that the sun came out? I took off this morning. I'm actually speaking to you from Stockholm. And there was rain in the morning, but now the sun is out. And it's just fantastic. And obviously the whole world media is waiting for that famous kiss on the balcony of Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, doesn't that come up and is about 5 minutes from now? Is it supposed to be at like 1:25 or something?
I don't really know, but if you say it's 5 minutes from now, I'm staying glued to the TV.
I think it's at 25 past the hour. I remember hearing her talking about that on the air, as a matter of fact. How surprised I was that it had it down to that precise a moment. And because we're at 20 after 7, it's 5 hours from here. Yeah, it's supposed to be 25 past 1. Don't you remember that, Richie? We talked about
it. I didn't
hear
the kiss. Yeah. I don't have my itinerary with me. I'm going to have to go get it.
All right, Uri, thank you.
Okay, enjoy the rest of the wedding.
Thanks for showing up to the reception here, Uri, that we're giving.
We're having a reception for the new prince and the princess. He's not the new prince.
The
everybody Geller from England on Good Day, 21 after.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3-4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Upset because Casey Abrams was eliminated. We'll get to that. Before we get there, though, Richie loves it when they all perform together. Here they are, the six remaining. What's the theme musically, Roberta, for this last night?
I wasn't sure. I don't think there was any theme, was there?
It's a great
show. I don't know
show.
What last night was. The night before, they were doing a bunch of carols.
Sure, yeah, I don't think there was anything last night.
All right, crank this up, Richie. Great song.
It might as well.
They're not doing a great job with it. It's a great song.
Whenever they do it. What song is this, Doug?
This song,
Carol Rain song.
It was a pop English hit that became an American hit. And it was done by...
Just tell her that you love her.
Oh, my God.
Home already.
Is that Jacob?
Yes.
Him out of there, my God.
Get out of here. Go away.
These group things are so bad.
Why? Yeah.
Last year's runner-up was Crystal Bowersox. She performed on American Idol last night. Well, how has she done as a country performer, Jennifer?
Crystal Bowersox?
Yeah.
She's not a country performer.
Sure sounds like it here, doesn't
she?
Yeah,
she's like a Janis Joplin wannabe.
Oh, is she?
So kind of a soul.
So how has she done, though, professionally since being on Idol last year?
I don't think she's gotten anything.
I remember.
I sort of remember
her name, but that's it.
Yeah.
All right, so nothing.
Good.
Yeah. But you do, both of you like Bruno Mars, who performed last night. Is he is he an American Idol graduate?
No, he's just a big pop star.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars, a man or a woman?
Guy. Kind of. Mostly.
Yeah. All right, okay.
It's good stuff, good pop stuff.
Yeah.
But it seems as they eliminate more and more, they have to fill the program, and they bring in some of the alums and some other pop stars
instead of shortening the show.
Right.
It's so funny. With my DVR, I watch American Idol in about 7 minutes.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. We have Jacob Lusk, who was...
Go home.
One that was
now Jacob, Casey, and Scotty. Results are in random order tonight. Good luck, gentlemen.
You're kidding me, Scotty's
after the
bottom
nationwide
three.
Vote, I can tell you that Jacob You are safe. Take a seat.
And now, can you hear me screaming?
Congratulations.
Scotty was in the bottom three.
Yes, Scotty, Casey, and Jacob. And then they saved Jacob, and it was Scotty and Casey. So either way, I was very upset.
All
because
right.
They're both good.
Here's Casey getting the hatchet.
A lot of people surprised to see this image center stage right now. Good luck to both of you, Casey and Scotty. The person who leaves the competition tonight on Idol is Casey Abrams. Scotty, wow. You are safe.
All right, so here Casey performs for the last time on American Idol.
I put a spell on you.
So
you
can he saying, get someplace?
Yeah,
favorite
I think
song,
he will
yeah.
Because you're mine. Yeah.
Not quite the same way as Screaming Jay Hawkins did it.
But. He was, well, keep in mind, he's wandering all over the place and kissing and hugging like everybody in his path.
Really? Wasn't he especially interested in...
Yes, he finished the song, Because You're Mine, at the very end.
Haley?
Right in front of Haley.
Yeah. Right. She's still there. All right, so Haley's still there. Durbin's still there. My God, what a travesty that is. Lauren, Scotty, Jacob. That's it, right?
Yep.
All right, I'm not impressed. I thought the earlier shows were good, and I think we still have some good people here. Scotty and Lauren, especially, I like them. All right, well, let's see what happens. If Scotty gets eliminated, I'm going to call some guys from East Boston. It's a 28 after on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the U.S. Supreme Court recently made a ruling that could prevent people from filing class action lawsuits against companies. The ruling upheld AT&T's claim that its contract requires customers to solve disputes through arbitration. If this practice becomes widespread, will disgruntled customers even bother disputing charges? In other news, federal IT officials admit that government is severely behind the private sector in tech productivity. Over 25 years, the private sector has increased productivity yearly, while government has not. One plan is to make more programs self-service, similar to the massive success of filing tax returns electronically. And finally, although Microsoft's Windows is the most used operating system, both Linux and macOS are outpacing its growth. Microsoft is losing market share to Linux in the server environment, where Linux use grew 18.6% since last year. Apple's macOS is also gaining ground on the client side, growing 15.8% year over year. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Back up.
So we dispatched Casey from American Idol. It is now time for us to move into...
It's time for us to do the Macarena real quick.
Some more wedding song, not wedding...
Welcome to the Good Day Royal Reception.
Reception. Weddings.
Everybody get your Macarena on.
Shake it, Prince Charles.
There's not going to be any of this. Al Gore is dancing. He needs to lose a little weight.
Why can't, I think Prince Charles, what do you think the hokiest song the Prince will own?
YMCA.
By the way, are people allowed, are the news cameras allowed into where they're having the so-called reception at Buckingham Palace? There are
going to
be any news
so.
Cameras in there. You're not going to know what they play unless somebody comes out and says, here's what they played, one way or the other.
Ask Posh Spice and her husband.
Did we notice whether or not they actually kissed it to 25 after? On the balcony?
I did not notice.
Someone watching this, if you want to report in, you can be the Doug Steffen Good Day reporter on the scene. 800-510-8255. The poll at DougSteffen.com today. This week, the news media spent too much time on A, President Obama's birth certificate, B, Donald Trump, C, gas prices, D, the royal wedding, E, the NFL, F, other. All right, Roberta. President Obama's birth certificate, Donald Trump, gas prices, royal wedding, the NFL. Which did the news media spend too much time on this week?
Royal wedding, definitely.
Royal wedding. All right,
absolutely.
Jennifer, what say
I
you?
I agree.
Royal wedding.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Richie's down with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that, too. It is nauseating, actually.
Well, you know, hey, it's kind of nice to watch. It's neat to watch. But, I mean, wall-to-wall coverage
it's
for
over.
The past month is just
ridiculous. All right, so the other thing that sort of intrigued me this week, and this is more because Jennifer's dad is having to put the family dog to sleep. And so we were talking about whether or not you take care of your pet in any specific way. If you had a sick pet, would you stay home to take care of him or her? And that was the question yesterday. Have you ever taken off from work to take care of your pet? Interestingly enough, 38% yes, and I'd do it again. 34% of you who responded to this poll at DougSteffen.com said they don't have any pets. 21% of you said, no, I'm not a vet, and the pets can wait till I get home. Cruel and abusive, in my mind. I think you can take care of your pets. 7% of you said, I've thought about it, but haven't done it yet. All right, so that's the pet poll on Good Day. Time now for a 2020 television quiz. This will be in preparation for Jennifer updating us after Roberta does the Queen of Cheap. It'll be TV time. So here we go. This is the anniversary of the end of JAG. On this date in 2005, JAG ended its 10-season TV run. And the final scene is what I'm interested in. The show ended how? What do you remember about this? Was the number one show on television at the time, the equivalent of NCIS now, in terms of drama, action, that kind of stuff. And so I want to know if you remember how the show ended. 800-510-8255. From this time through the month of May, most of the last night it was the wrap, or was the night before. It was last night was the wrap of the end of the line for Steve Carell. Carell on The Office,
yeah.
Right? That was last
mm-hmm.
night. Anybody
that
watch that?
Night. I watched a little bit of it, yeah.
I did.
Yeah. Where he proposed to her.
He did?
Yeah.
He's crying when he did it?
Actually, he had all these candles lit, and it set off the smoke alarm and the automatic water sprinklers.
There you go.
That's cute.
All right, so anyway, the point is that from now till the end of May, sweeps month, there will be a lot of finales. So going back to 2005, 6 years ago, JAG ends its 10-season run by having what in the final scene? What do you remember about that show if you were a fan of the show? 800-510-8255 for a swell prize. How was it that the season and the show ended? It's a good question.
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's what I'm asking.
I have no idea.
Well, there you go. Let's see if somebody's bound to have an idea because it's probably the show. Richie, you know the answer? Richie didn't. I don't think Richie watched that show.
I watched it a little bit because who was the girl that played the sidekick on it?
The hottie.
Yeah. Catherine Bell.
Yeah, very good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Catherine,
yeah.
I thought she was a little skinny, but she had a nice figure.
Skinny nothing. She was, wow.
All right. 800.
That was a good show. Gordon was on that show. The G-Man was on that show a couple times.
Yeah, it was a good show. That's why I'm suggesting that we ought to figure out or remember what the last scene of the last episode was. And so okay. I've asked that question. If you're prepared to give us the answer or do a little research and figure it out, more power to you.
She's the queen of cheap.
Roberta's here.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, catch all this stuff. The Queen of Cheap info is there. A lot of Friday freebies.
Yep, right there at the website.
At DougJackson.com. Hooray! All right, Roberta.
Well, just reminding you, only another day or so for Kids Eat Cheap at IHOP. Actually, they eat free at IHOP. You eat cheap. The kids eat free. It expires on April 30th, so hop to it from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Free TCBY, which is the country's best yogurt for mom on Mother's Day. It's only valid on May 8th, but heck, you know, it's a way of having an inexpensive Mother's Day gift. And Haagen-Dazs, not to be outdone, is giving away free Haagen-Dazs cones on May 10th.
Anything in them, or are they just the cones?
The cones of
ice cream. I will tell you that Baskin-Robbins did this right. They were one of the top five trending topics when they did this giveaway on Twitter.
Do you know how crowded the Baskin-Robbins was near my house the other day?
Oh, I bet it was crazy.
And I will tell you something. Baskin-Robbins ice cream is not bad, but it is nowhere near as good as Haagen-Dazs.
Oh, no.
And but it's nowhere near as good as the Eastley Farm ice cream you can get if you come to my farm. That's the best ice cream.
I want to try that ice cream.
We're going to be coming up there this summer.
I'll treat you to a free ice cream. How's that, Roberta?
Really?
Yes.
Yes. They'll give us a free ice cream.
Does that mean you're going to have to stay overnight at my house, too?
I might with Victoria, yes.
All right. Okay.
Okay, Mother's Day idea, free 8x10 canvas from Canvas People, or you can get a $50 credit through a larger size canvas if you want, because 8x10 is worth $50, but if you don't want that, heck, you can use the credit. Bath and Body Works, we told you about this, going to tell you again, free gift with your purchase, which is a full-sized I Love Fragrance type of thing going on. It's from 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday only. You can also get a free sample of Woolite Dry Cleaner Secret. This is where you attach your dry cleaner receipt to
the people still. People still use Woolite? I didn't even know it was still around.
Oh, yeah, we use Woolite all the time.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, for hand washables especially.
Is it just for Woolite on your farm clothes up there?
No, you use Woolite like on your underwear. You know,
I use orange degreaser on my farm clothes.
Use it on your stockings, Doug.
Okay.
You know, any of your delicate things.
My white stocking.
Your delicate things. Mm. Free sample of Stevia So Sweet Sweetener, and this is the coolest thing. For 40 days to celebrate Amtrak's 40th year anniversary, kids will ride free with a paying adult from May 1st through June 9th.
That'd be fun.
Anywhere?
Yeah.
Anywhere in the U.S.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Ride free on Amtrak for 40
days. Can I take Megan?
It has to be a child.
Oh. Oh, she is my child.
A young child.
Yeah. I had the neatest ride.
I think it's under 16.
Megan and Brendan and I took a ride on the train on the West Coast. First time I ever took them out there, we rode from Los Angeles to San Francisco and then up to Seattle on the train. And it was Megan and Brendan loved it.
I may just take Sean up to New York for the day.
Yeah, do that,
yeah,
Richie.
Yeah, exactly.
Take him on the fast train. They love it. Go look out the window, 140 miles an hour. It's very cool. All right, Roberta, you done or you got more?
I am done. That's it.
Freebie Friday from the Queen of Cheap. Check them all out at DougStefan.com. Also, Dr. Ken focuses on cayenne pepper and how it can help you burn calories and curb your appetite. A lot of weight loss questions. That's one of the things that we have done a good job on. I will take great pride in getting people to lose weight and in that way become healthier. This MetaFast thing has worked wonderfully well for so many people. It's one of the, you know, there are some things that work. This is a little inside. This is the open door to the back of the room.
Uh-oh.
There are some things that we advertise and promote on this program that work well. And I can, after all of this time doing this, I cannot tell you what works. It's hard for me to predict. I can, with some stuff that we've done year after year after year, like Pro Flowers. How many years have we been doing this, Richie?
Five, six.
We know that works, because if it didn't, they wouldn't come back.
Yeah.
But the MetaFast thing is one of those. I've got goosebumps.
In the 14 years I've been on this program,
we have tried so many different. We have had a different weight loss diet every year.
And all of them work for some people.
But not like this.
I don't know anybody that has tried it that it hasn't had an immediate effect
and
it has not worked.
Yeah.
Everybody I know, my sister-in-law, listeners, us, some friends that I've recommended it to, it's worked for everybody who's lost 10, 12 pounds within the first 3-4 weeks.
Yep.
And then they stay on it because they like it because it's easy.
No counting calories.
You don't have to look at the labels. Nothing.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. And the other things like Lumitone, people respond to the face creams and that sort of stuff that we talk about. It's just really interesting. And then we've laid some eggs. What was one? What's an example of an egg that we laid?
The rectal jet.
No. That actually worked. That was a long time ago.
The rectal jet was the, it's what got Doug's son through college. don't order yet. And this is my favorite part. If you order right now, we'll send you the attachments to make your rectal jet the dental jet.
Right. Oh, is that true? Really? Yes.
Absolutely true.
100% true.
Yeah, absolutely true.
That is just
Brendan loves.
How did you...
And Brendan was on the program all the time. He used to tell stories. He used to love to tell that story. And we had them here upstairs. As a matter of fact, if I look upstairs, I bet I could find it.
Can you get one and show us on camera?
Attachment. It was just a different, you had a different attachment on the end.
You've got to make sure which attachment is which.
Yeah. What if you got confused one day?
You don't want to be looking for it after you've had a couple of schnapps.
That's right. Why did you need that?
Is that a piece of dirt or did I use the wrong attachment?
Exactly.
It was an
energized water flow.
It was a water pick.
But what did you need it for your hoo-hoo for?
Well, because it was like a sort of a modest
like
enema.
A high-powered bidet.
Yeah.
Like to get rid of the dingles?
Well, do that in the shower, hopefully. But this is a little too much information, I think. May I go on? I'm just concerned about this product, the after effects. By the way, we still don't have the right answer. My 2020 television quiz focuses on the end of JAG and how the final scene ended on the show. Somebody must have seen that. 800-510-8255. I was thinking about shows that ended and what happened on the end of this show. And maybe I ought to do this every day. How did this show end? How did that? This was such a popular show, though, I figured it would be fairly easy. 800-510. The main characters, Ham and Mac. Remember?
Yeah,
or was
I remember
it Harm?
That.
Ham, Harm, Harm, Harm.
No, it's...
Was it Harm or Ham?
Harm. Yeah, Harm.
Yeah.
Harm, I think.
Right. And he's never really done anything since then, has he?
I've seen him around. I just did
She's
a search
been
for the rectal jet to see if I could find it on the web.
Nah, it's gone.
And the first thing that comes up is...
Doug Steffen.
A bad jet ski accident.
Okay. The final scene, describe it, please, for JAG 800-510-8255. Mother's Day coming up next week, a week from this Sunday. How is your mom doing on your list? As we talked to that lady, what was her name, Kelly? In the last hour, she didn't sound like she was too close to her dad. I didn't ask her about her mom. I probably should have asked her about her mom. You got good stories? You can remember lots of great things that happened in your childhood that focus on your relationship with your mom. Don't let her be disappointed. Don't disappoint yourself. This is the day. I'm telling you, next week, the cost of this stuff is going to go through the roof. And I know we'll have a promotion and they'll say, this is the best deal. Here's the best deal. Right now, 100 blooms for your mom, plus a free glass vase. And the whole thing is $19.99 plus shipping. It's a huge bouquet. And the savings are huge. It's a great deal for your mom. So don't think, do. ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in Doug. The only way to get your 100 blooms for your mom, spend $19.99. Call ProFlowers at 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention Doug. Or go online, ProFlowers.com. And the thing to type in the microphone is Doug. This offer expires at midnight tonight. ProFlowers.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
A few tidbits on television after we get the answer to our 2020 television quiz. D, listening to TTF and Tiff, and ID, welcome.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
You are? What do you remember?
Yeah, considering how sick I've been this past week, I'm doing great today.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope you're feeling better, though, today, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is it just because the weather is improving? Because the weather's been kind of lousy there this week, right?
Well, it's not been that bad. It's cold in the morning, but it's warmer in the afternoon.
All right.
We haven't had a lot of rain.
I thought that there was a heavy thunderstorm that came through there earlier in the week, somebody said to me.
It didn't hit us.
Oh, didn't it? Okay, so a little south of there. Okay, so how did the final scene of JAG end the show?
Well, they were all in a bar together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the harm... And then that girl,
Mac.
On and off, they were flirting back and forth,
right.
You know? Yeah, Mac.
Right.
Well, she had a thing going with this guy from Australia, and then she decided she didn't want to do that anymore. And they were kind of there drinking, and you could tell that they were, like, together. And they were flipping a coin to see which one of them was going to move with the other one, because they were both getting transferred out. And as the coin was flipping, that was kind of the end of the show.
Right. That's right. I remember that now.
And it was to figure out who would give up their career in order for them to be together. And the final scene was, you're right, the coin's up in the middle of the year. That's it.
Right.
Don't know
any
more about it than that. That'd be a good, there's a sequel there someplace. All right, Dee, good job. Hold on just a second. We'll send you a swell prize. Maybe I should give you a Heidelberg T-shirt or something. All right. Meanwhile, Jennifer, what's hot here in television?
Well, it's official. Meredith Vieira is out at the Today Show for family reasons. She's leaving today in June, and Ann Curry has been officially named the replacement.
Wow.
That's the big news.
Wow.
Natalie Morales, who is an anchor on the show, is going to become the new Ann Curry. She'll be the newsreader. So that's all official in June.
Yeah.
And then
there goes
prior
their
to-
audience.
What?
There goes their audience.
No, it'll be fine. Yeah. Give Ann a chance.
I know. Phil says she's a wonderful lady. I just think
she is.
She's
everybody
flat and boring.
Nice.
Yeah,
no,
she's very
she's
nice,
fine.
But she's boring.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Give her a chance. Give her a shot. Oprah Winfrey Show, the finale is on May 25th. Before that, they're going to do a two-day special called Surprise Oprah, a farewell spectacular. Now, if they're telling us about it, is it going to be a surprise?
Uh-uh.
Huh? Don't forget to say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. You know that Kulula is the low-cost South African airline. Doesn't take itself very seriously, right, Tom? Check this out.
Kulula was a drink.
No, this is it's K-U-L-U-L-A.
Oh, they Kulula. Have,
their flight attendants make an effort to make the in-flight safety lecture and announcements more entertaining. Here are some examples, real examples, that have been heard on Kulula flights.
Kulula.
Kulula. It's K-U-L-U-L-A. You've heard of him, Tom, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. No, there's no assigned seating. Passengers,
I've heard of Kulula, yes. But
yeah, I'm sure you have. Yeah, knowing you, I'm sure you have.
I've been
passengers apparently having a hard time choosing when a flight attendant announced, "People, we're not picking up furniture here. Find a seat and get in it." On another flight with a senior flight attendant crew, the pilot said, "Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached cruising altitude and we'll be turning down the cabin lights. This is for your comfort and to enhance the appearance of your flight attendants."
Okay.
On landing, the stewardess said, "Please be sure to take all of your belongings. If you're going to leave anything, please make sure it's something we'd like to have." There may be 50 ways to leave your lover, but there's only 4 ways to leave this plane. Thank you for flying Kulula. We hope you enjoyed giving us the business as much as we enjoyed taking you for a ride.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's a nice one.
As the plane landed and it was coming to a stop, a lone voice came over a loudspeaker from up front. "Whoa, big fellow, whoa." After a particularly rough landing during a thunderstorm, flight attendant on the flight announced, "Please take care when opening the overhead compartments, because after a landing like that, sure as hell everything has shifted." That brings me around to the finding of the black box, that Air France Airbus that went down in the Atlantic after it had flown out of Brazil on its way to Paris. And apparently the theory, Tom, is that it went through a really bad, violent thunderstorm and the plane broke apart.
Right.
Is that something that, you know, you'd have thought that the weather devices on these planes are such that, especially out there, so you go above it. Why would you go through it unless there was something wrong?
Well, remember, there was something they thought was wrong with that gauge in the front of the plane.
Yeah, right.
And therefore, the pilot was flying blind.
Didn't know where he was. And, you know, when you lose altitude, you don't really know you're losing it, as we've heard in any number of examples before.
So that was a terrible incident.
Awful. Yeah, I mean, that would explain why there was no mayday, no, there was no warning, nothing. You just, it's kind of like if you can visualize or imagine, those of you who saw the movie with Tom Hanks, Castaway, when he's on the plane going down, the FedEx plane, you know, obviously that's a movie, but I'm told that that was a fairly, I mean, I don't know how you would know that, who survived going through something like that, other than Tom Hanks. But that's kind of what happens when you lose, the thing got into a storm and it lost its bearing. They couldn't get away from the storm fast enough. Pretty rare, especially, again, because the planes are all equipped with all that information. You just go around the storms.
Well, this week, I think the big storm in the news, I can't remember a major airport getting hit like St. Louis this week.
I know it.
And you know, there were actually people sitting on the ground in the airplanes when that thing went through. So, boy.
I heard there was an American 757 that got moved about 25 feet.
And yeah, one guy said it was at gate 10, and he was at, next thing you knew, it was at gate 12 or vice versa.
Right.
But that reminded me of the movie Airplane.
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah,
hey,
I do.
Gate
yeah.
9, gate 10.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But actually, my funniest thing was on a TWA flight. You know, St. Louis was noted for the central part of the United States.
It was their
trains.
Hub for in the middle, yep, right.
Well, I'm talking about for trains.
Oh, right.
And we took off for from Dallas, and a TWA was a Papala was revving up the engine, heading down the runway, but got one of those wooden horns that said, "Woo, woo, next stop, St. Louis."
That's cute. All right, what's the big deal? Everybody's talking about London. Is there a big deal? You said London is...
Yeah, well, you know, Europe is... if you get on, you know, I still think summer is going to be super high. Yeah. I think if you can take off between now and May 22nd, you'll see it good. And then also after September, you'll see it come back to reason. And you might actually see London go on sale in late August. But I think London's going to be a hot spot, not only because of the wedding today, but also next year you got 2012, you got the Olympics in London. But there's some good air business class airfares going to Europe. In many cases, you can upgrade the business class for $300 or $400 more than each way.
Oof. All right, everybody, slide out of here. The electric slide. They're no doubt dancing at the royal reception. They'll be dancing to this. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com on Good Day.